privilege of passing 10th Amendment declarations for no martial law, no gun confiscation, no forced conscription. 30-plus states are moving to do it. We'll be talking to some state reps coming up in this hour and more news. And your phone call, Richard C. Cook, former White House analyst, NASA consultant, written for major publications out there like the Washington Post. He is our guest right now. We're taking a few final calls for him. Let's talk to Zachary, holding patiently from Hawaii. Zachary, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Nice to talk to you again. I had a couple questions. And They were about gold and silver. I bought some gold and silver, and I was wondering about the amount stolen and hoarded throughout history, and then, you know, like how it could be released in order to manipulate the market, like oil and Enron and diamonds and the housing market maybe. And then I was wondering, like, who would buy it if everyone's being broke? If everyone's broke, who could buy it? I was just thinking that the consumption would be better.
There's plenty of people who have money to buy things, and the way it works is that they drive down the markets, you know, they corner the market on these things, and they drive down the market price, and then when it's driven down and all the people who are scared out of the market get out and sell their commodities, then the people with the money and or with the credit, because they can still create money out of thin air, which they do and are doing, then they step in and they buy it up. You just have to watch these commodity markets very carefully and try to understand who is manipulating these markets. But there's always people with money who can create money out of nothing, who control the banking system still. I mean, there's still a world banking system out there who can create almost an infinite amount of money anytime they want to. So
that's right. I agree.
People can come in and buy what they want when they want it.
Most analysts are saying that gold has been undervalued, so is silver, because the bankers for decades have been depressing it while they hoard it. So the globalists are obsessed with gold and silver, and they're the ones hoarding it, but they hoard it because they know it is one of the most basic true forms of value.
Mr. Cook, you're from Hawaii, you said? You're in Hawaii?
We never said that. We said you were from Hawaii, Zachary.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you had a guest from Hawaii.
We had a guest the hour before last from Hawaii, Mike Rivero.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Yeah, Mike Rivero. I didn't think it was the same name. I had a question about Hawaii, though, and I was thinking about I live in Maui, and I was thinking the familiarity of self-sufficiency is very high, so I thought that would be kind of a weird thing. And then I thought of that it's a threat, you know, to the elitists, because of our growing season and the most visited island in the world is Maui. And then our isolation, to make an idea that it's dangerous to be isolated. You were saying they want to bring people into cities. And I thought if they made another false flag in Hawaii, they would...
Well, we don't speculate a lot, but I appreciate your call.
I lived on a farm for 10 years, while I was working for the government, I went home to farm, and we never ate better in our lives. It was a blessing. Beyond the land is a blessing, wherever you are.
Yeah, I'm looking at trying to move to something an hour away from Austin. It's going to be a big hassle commuting, and I don't really have the money to do it, so I'm looking around, but I want to get out of here. I mean, it's always smart to do that in these type of times. Thank you so much, caller. I'll have to get to Charles and others later. Well, Richard C. Cook, we'll have to have you back up again in the near future. I really appreciate all your time. RichardCCook.com. I think we've got a good chance in closing to actually beat these people. Do you think they've overreached, or what's the chances that we can win? 60% or...
I'd say 60. They have overreached incredibly. People are waking up. And there were times in American history when working Americans like us knew how these systems worked and how to fix them. And we're coming back there. We're getting back there. We got to keep it up.
All right. Yeah, it's been the big party while the bankers were setting us up. Now folks are finding out that musical chairs has ended and there's not enough chairs. We'll talk to you soon, Mr. Cook. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, got some very important state reps. Talk about 1776 and that spirit. It is alive and well today, thanks to you spreading the word. We'll talk to these guys coming up and a lot more. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the subjects that we cover in the Obama deception is solutions. Like the majority of the states moving to declare sovereignty, their rightful duty as representatives of the people, the states created the federal government. So again, I want to encourage all of the listeners out there, pre-order the Obama deception now. It's going to be shipping in 12 days from now. That is a twinkle of an eye. Get your order in so you're the first to have it shipped out to you today. The Obama Deception, go to ObamaDeception.net or TheObamaDeception.net, and you can pre-order the film right there. You can also go to Infowars.com and get all my other books and videos that I've produced or written or that we carry, like Eye of the Phoenix, which we have discounted out of the gates. Secret America's Secret History Revealed, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. We have another great video, The Money Masters, 3.5 hours long, 1995. Full education on the history of the bankers, how they operate. Know your enemy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, folks know all about football and all about partying and all about acting cool. People aren't stupid. They're distracted. They're experts on things that don't matter instead of being experts on things that completely and absolutely matter. So again, the ObamaDeception.net or go to Infowars.com to pre-order it today or call toll-free to get any of the books and videos at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You'll also be able to watch it online coming up on the 15th. That'll be the first people to see it because it'll be shipping out on the 15th in super high quality. It's almost DVD quality for the highest connections. We have some lower connection rates that also look great. Flash players. You know, just a bunch of, with four different formats, three different qualities in each format, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've also got a remake redo of Web 2.0, the latest Web 2.0 version of PrisonPlanet.tv, with a lot of new functions coming up the next few weeks as well for all the folks at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've added a new three-hour show on PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast on the radio through the GCN Radio Network in association with the InfoWars Network and GCN, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, Jason Burness live with just huge guests lined up. He had Gilbert Griffin on last night, covering a lot of key stuff. Please join Jason every night from 9 to midnight. For folks that listen during the day and can't call into my show, well, now you've got this show right out of the seat I'm sitting in right here in Austin, Texas. So 9 to midnight Central. We're joined by State Representative Paul Ingbrigtsen, and we also, of course, have Dan Itza coming up a little bit later in the show. They're having a rally coming up the next few days to try to get to their 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment resolution passed in New Hampshire. They have the best written. It's got a bunch of stuff in quotes of Thomas Jefferson in there. They have the best resolution of 31 states now that we've seen. A lot of other states are adopting similar variants of what they've done. And Oklahoma's passed it to their House, about to pass it to their Senate this week. They believe they have the votes. Other states are passing it or about to pass it. But New Hampshire, the live free or die state, where our revolution really began, is so key to all of this. So it's really great to have you on, Representative Paul Ingbrigtsen. Thanks for coming on.
The pleasure's mine, Alex. Thank you very much for having us again.
You bet. Last time, you didn't get a lot of time to talk because I had Dan on. Now he's not on with us right now, so you've got the floor. Break down why you're doing this, what it's like to see, since you guys and others started this, to see it spread like wildfire, get national, international attention. People on the streets are excited in Austin. I got family coming to town and friends asking me about it because they instinctively know this is the one of the key ways for a redress of grievances with this rogue federal government.
Alex, the exciting part about this, and it is actually very exciting. I mean, it's very nice to see that you're striking a chord with the in the hearts of a lot of Americans. I mean, you get frustrated after a while, as you've been in your own experience, I'm sure, wondering if there's anybody out there who cares, who even sees this kind of stuff. It's just become too much arcane digging into the past and all that sort of thing. So it's really been fantastic to have the you know, people start rising up behind us. And in fact, what it now does for us is it makes us look ahead and say, what in the heck are we going to do if we ever manage to get the states to get together? And it's really critical for us to start thinking that way. And I suggest that your listeners, yourself as well, begin to think what a conference would look like, what a conference of the states would look like. The last thing I want to do, actually, is change our form of government. And I would be, of course, very wary of any kind of a convention that would begin to do what our previous one did, and especially with the people around today, you could easily have one that would be turned into a very bad situation. So what in the world would this look like? We have to think that through, and that's where your mind goes next.
Well, that's the great danger, you know, in any opportunity is a danger. Now, the globalists have already seized D.C. They've already destroyed our form of government. The states must reconvene, at least at an individual level or as a group, to exercise their lawful constitutional organic you know, common law power that springs from basic free humanity, not even the documents themselves. They just enumerate you know, some of those. So we don't have a choice but to do this, but I believe we need to have the states vote, and as they already do, to go into a con-con or something similar, to vote before they go on with a pledge in stone of why they're going and what they're going to do and what they will vote for and what their goals are. No gun confiscation, no more federal government out of control, abolish the Federal Reserve. And I think if we do that, then we can defeat them. Your comments.
Well, I have a slightly different view, and I come to this, by the way, believe it or not, as an artist, who you have to solve a problem, the problem of creating an aesthetic solution to some, you know, somebody says, paint my portrait. You can't just knock out a picture of them. You have to do a whole bunch of other work, and it requires a whole bunch of research, a whole bunch of thinking, everything from color schemes to whatnot. But you see the same thing in all the sciences, where you simply have to, first of all, begin and look at the problem. I think the first part of any kind of a conference would be to sit down and analyze what in the world we've done. What is this monster we've got here? That's the first thing, before you start making decisions about this or that part of it. And I think eventually what you'll see is there's no decision to be made.
Well, continue, sir. Give us more of your plan.
Well, for example, we need to find out why we aren't just coining gold and silver as required, or whatever. just one of those many things. Will that lead them to a place where who controls the banks, who controls the, you know, and all the different things from the income tax itself that you, you know, everybody knows about the fraud associated with that on your show, I'm sure. And, you know, and all the federal usurpations and, you know, they're, you know, messing around with education. All sort of, we have to look at piece by piece to all this sort of thing. We also have to be fully aware and have on our mind that we created the monster, and it's our job to actually, as responsible parents, the states, to then say, well, what do we do? And I'm not for a wholesale change. I'm for simply a cleaning of house, ideally. That would be my way of thinking of it. But I don't know what that looks like precisely. We know.
Well, how will the states enforce that? I mean, we have to just go ahead and abolish the federal government. It is a rogue criminal operation.
Yes, you know, you're talking about uncharted turf, except for the fact is we created it, and we have all the authority in the world to do something about it. The real problem, it seems to me, and you probably will have a whole lot more to say about this than I do, is at this stage when we get to a serious point here, do we actually find ourselves in a civil war with our own government? Well, they're already usurpers of the first order, so you can assume that that would be the case, and how do we protect ourselves? I mean, you see bills coming out of different states now where we're trying to create our own militias. Our own state militias, because the feds have usurped or are in the process of usurping that.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're federalizing the National Guard, everything. They're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to stage riots. They're going to come after the states. The states up front, and that's what I'm seeing in these resolutions, need to know the problem. FEMA camps, gun confiscation, you know, and that's what's so exciting about the states. They're not just talking about unfunded mandates or something. I mean, they realize the monster. This, it's not, you know, we wish it was different. It's a rogue criminal enterprise. We have allies in the federal government. But I think we need to address it fully for what this dragon is. This isn't some little serpent we're dealing with. This is a giant black dragon stomping around the countryside, and we have to go up against it like it's a big fire-breathing black dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 50 knights. We can beat him.
I agree. That's a very interesting phenomenon here in the United States. In fact, for whatever it's worth, I see this dragon in Revelations referred to as a lamb and as a dragon simultaneously, and I believe there's a lamb here in the United States. It's us. It's we the people. And we actually are believers in good government and honesty and justice and liberty and all these things. But there is a monster. There's no question there's a monster that's starting to run everything. It's starting to get its tentacles into just every single part of our lives. And, so now it's time. Can the lamb actually empower itself? That's a real interesting problem for a lamb. I suggest that it gets a whole bunch of lambs together and you begin to maybe have some possibility of doing it.
Well, you know, the American people, the veneer of civilization is very thin, as my dad likes to say. I don't know if I'd characterize us as lambs, maybe castrated monkeys, but...
Well, you called us sheeple before, Alex.
No, you're right. I mean, there are a bunch of sheep-like little government, but there's a lot of people that aren't. And, you know, people are getting tired of this dragon stomping around and burning down their villages, you know?
Absolutely. That's a good metaphor.
So what's coming up here in the next few days? How good a chance do we have getting your resolution passed in New Hampshire?
I don't know, but I see bipartisan support now, and I see that the Republican Party is the leadership is taking is backing us. Which bills like this in the past we haven't been able to get them, but here they are, and so. You know, I think we have a decent chance. I think we just simply have to do the fight on the floor. The numbers have to show up outside in the street, which, by the way, is 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we've had a very, very cold day today, but tomorrow should be a better one. Hopefully people will show up and not be discouraged. But, it takes a bunch of things to come into place simultaneously. And, with the help of God, so much of this stuff is we do what we can. And
Providence.
That's right.
You have to call on Providence. You're calling on Providence right now?
Absolutely.
I am too. We rely on it. For those that don't know, there's true power in it, the greatest power. You know what? George Washington, a bunch of guys froze to death and died crossing the Delaware and going into Trenton. So what if it's cold? We need more people there because it's cold. That is sheep-like if folks aren't there.
That's right. No, I say to you and to the listeners, let's not waste that incredible suffering and that sacrifice. Let's not waste it for the next generation. Let's pass on what was given to us, but let's actually improve it.
Representative Paul Ingberston is our guest right now. We're going to come back and continue talking to him about where New Hampshire's going and what's happening in the rest of the country and breathing more and more life and more power into what's developing. We're also looking for Dan Itz to pop in with us, but he looks like had some scheduling issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Back live, we do have Representative Dan Itz with us as well, and we have Representative Paul Ingbertson with us from New Hampshire. Let's go ahead and go to Dan first. We've got both these guys till 40 after that. I'm going to blitz through some news. Representative Itza, I tell you, this is really catching on, a wildfire across the country. More than 30 states introducing or passing through their one or more of their houses. What's coming up in the next few days with this rally in New Hampshire?
It's tomorrow morning, 8 to 12, and I didn't organize it. It was organized by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which I am political director, but I'm just going along for the ride here, guys. I'm having, you know, enough work just to keep up with what's being thrown in my direction. So we have a rally. It's 8 to 12. Speakers are going to start at 8:30. And giving encouragement to the people that, you know, we may just be able to pass this thing.
And that's going to be in front of the Capitol, right?
Yes, it's in front. It's on the State House steps.
Okay, let's get to the wider picture. Since you've been on with me, been on Coast to Coast AM, Fox News, other channels, other state reps, the people have a huge hunger for this. Is this exciting?
It's tremendously exciting. To me, it's exciting that spirit of liberty is still out there. You know, proffering these bills for Paul and I, and we've been in the House together for four terms now. This is our fifth term. And, you know, we've proffered these kinds of bills before to no avail. It's fallen on deaf ears. But somehow this one has just caught the heart of the people, and that's what it's all about.
Well, it's because the New World Order is coming into play.
You know, that's something I want to bring up. You know, what's really coming into there's this coin, the phrase of the New World Order. But you know what the New World Order is?
The Old World Order.
It's the Old World Order. The New World Order is what was established here in the New World of government by the people, with the people on top and the government at the bottom. This gravitation toward an oligarchical or monarchical society, a hierarchical top-down government, that's the old world order, and we've got to stop the old world order from being established here in America.
Very well said. Now, both of you pop in here, but first, Representative Itza, how close are you? I mean, I've been told by state senators and House members in Oklahoma, it's pretty much done deal for them sometime this week or next week to get a powerful resolution passed similar to yours. I hear it's looking better in New Hampshire, but... who do we need to put pressure on? What do we need to do to get this passed in New Hampshire?
We need to put pressure on the moderate Republicans and as many Democrats as we can. The Republican caucus is now firmly behind us. This is the Republican position. So, you know, we've probably got 90 to 95% of the caucus fairly well secure. We've got a few people that, you know, it's just too complicated, or, you know, I don't understand it, kind of responses. And they've got to know that this is what the people want. And the people are going to take notice. They're going to go back and look at this vote and decide who they're going to try and remove from office based at least in part on this vote.
How many Democrats do you need to get?
Well, if it were perfect attendance, which it never is, we're a body of 400. The Republicans hold 178 seats. So if everybody attended, we would need to get 23 reps because we need 201 votes. We typically, rather than having 400 in attendance, we have 350 to 380. Paul can correct me, but I think that's a good general expectation for attendance.
So you're saying you're close to getting this done?
We're close. It is definitely an achievable goal.
And I want to be specific here, though. As the globalist crackdown on the New World Order, World Banking System, Old World Order Banking System is openly being announced, you may not succeed this time. You'll succeed the second or third try. That's what they always do to us. We have to persevere. We have to continue. And just get bigger.
Yep. You have to realize by the rules of the New Hampshire House, if we don't catch it now, we're done until 2 years from now.
So we need to do it now. People need to call everybody. Stay there. I want to come back to you and then to the other representative, Paul Ingebrigtsen, because this is important, folks. Every state is vitally important. This will set precedents. and send shockwaves throughout the nation. We are going to get states to pass this. This is key in the fight against the globalists. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Spend a few more minutes with these state representatives, and I'm going to get into some more news on the finance end. The stock market plunging even more today, now down to 6,763 right now and dropping. Just amazing. Before we go any further with our guests, I want to tell you about a new sponsor we have. Again, we check out every sponsor. We believe in our sponsors. Everything we bring you is something that I think is a great idea and a good system. And it's P Memory, just the letter P and then memory, pmemory.com. Knowledge is power, and your ability to learn and retain information is fully based on your attention and memory. This is why the elite is using all possible ways to dumb people down through brain-damaging chemicals, drugs, and even educational systems. Yeah, the television, the way the programming is set up and the commercials lowers your attention span. ADHD, memory loss, and learning disorders make learning a struggle and waste time and money. How much information can you recall from the last radio show? How about 3 weeks back? Unfortunately, you cannot improve your mental abilities by taking drugs, supplements, or by reading self-help books. It's all an illusion and useless as trying to get in shape by just reading a book on bodybuilding. To get a good result, you need real complex solutions based on science and practical training. School of Phenomenal Memory is not about marginal improvement. It's about having super strong attention and focus, mental stamina, accelerated speed of thought, and, of course, the real phenomenon of memory. When you can memorize anything fast and effectively, including entire books, go to pmemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials, download free ebook explaining how memory really works, and get 10% off by mentioning myself, Alex Jones. That's pmemory.net or pmemory.com. pmemory.net, the letter P, memory.net. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Representative Dan Itza of New Hampshire and Representative Paul Ingberston of New Hampshire as well. What about you, Paul? You didn't get a chance to speak during the last segment. Other comments or thoughts on how important this fight in New Hampshire is that's coming up? We're having a rally tomorrow. When are we going to see this vote?
Well, this, you asked me, the way you started that question was about how important this is. I can tell you very simply how important this is. I met this morning with about 20 conservatives in their own little caucus where they analyze bills for the next day and all that sort of thing. And I asked, could I get their agreement, negotiate some of their votes for certain close bills that Democrats want in return for Democrat votes on this bill? And the response to me was extremely positive. So just to give you an idea, that's how important it is to me. I don't like making deals. Democrats' bills, almost 90%, 99% of them, I consider to be too much government. It's more government, et cetera. But this bill is worth a whole lot. This is one of those moments when even a Republican conservative constitutionalist is willing to make a deal. And I'd like any of your listeners who are from New Hampshire to make contact with their Democrat representatives and tell them that if they haven't heard from me already.
Well, absolutely. I don't think some people don't realize how politics works around the country. If we can get New Hampshire and other states to actually pass these strong resolutions, this makes or breaks really the future of this movement, doesn't it?
Well, it's the beginning of something politically, but the fact is we don't know how much time we have with the way things are progressing here. The usurpations just increase and increase, and it's dramatic. People aren't even reading bills anymore. You know, the stimulus package is outrageous, but it's been going on for some time. The Patriot Act, how many people read that? And so on, the IMF, you know, the GATT, the NAFTA stuff. I mean, these things have been crammed down our throats. And every time you turn around, it's at the loss of our rights and the state's powers. So this isn't we don't know what we're dealing with here. But this is definitely an agenda of some kind. Or these things wouldn't keep on going, as Jefferson said, in exactly the same direction.
Well, you're absolutely right, Representative Itza. Your comments on what he was just saying.
Well, I agree with Paul entirely. You asked when the vote is. The vote is tomorrow. So, you know, there is no second bite at the apple. Tomorrow is the hill to die on. If we're going to do it this year, certainly it's tomorrow. And probably if we're going to do it this term, it's tomorrow. I mean, we might be able to craft something sufficiently different to bring in next year, but it would be likely to be blocked by the leadership. So it's now or never, guys.
Dan, we do have the access to the Senate. We could do it through the Senate, virtually the same bill, if not exactly the same bill, if we actually wanted to. If you can find enough senators to actually pass it, I think we have a better chance in the House the first time around.
Well, and the hard part would be finding a senator to bring it in. I mean, we could bring in the same bill through the Senate, but you'd have to have a senator that would support it.
Right.
So, and that's not going to be so easy.
We just lost the senator that was supporting it. We lost it to the House. He's gone.
And so, it's really important that people get on their phones, get up to the State House, and make the legislators know that their future as a legislator depends on their vote on this bill, this resolution.
Absolutely,
man. Anything else you think is important to add about what we're facing here? I mean, I think restating the fact, does it even amaze you guys to see them openly in hundreds of publications admitting world government of and by central bankers and that they will rule the planet and that we'll pay carbon taxes to them? And then they pose this as if they are the saviors when they openly and publicly engineered all of this? I mean, it's just the bravado the chutzpah, the arrogance, the...
It's arrogance, and it's a belief in a, well, I'd say a divine right to rule. And what we jettisoned here in America in 1776 was the whole idea of divine right to rule, that somehow the right to rule was imbued to somebody by their genetics. Our Constitution states, in fact, that blood and family cannot impute the qualities necessary for good governance.
And yet also, on the other hand, Alex, you know, it's very clear that they fear the people. And the people who, in an informed public that begins to rise like this, has tremendous power, just tremendous power. And, you know, who knows where these people are in their plans, but, you know, they've been a long time very furtively working. So this is a moment, a historical moment for us.
This is, I mean, if I'm speaking to the people that are out there that in your audience that support this bill, particularly those in New Hampshire, where my concern is, believe in yourselves. We're your servants. We're doing this on your behalf. This requires your participation. The Constitution of the state of New Hampshire requires really three things from the people of New Hampshire. First, it requires that they pay taxes in return for protection of their life, liberty, and property. It then requires that they know their constitutions and enforce them upon the government. And if they are unable to enforce the Constitution for whatever reason, then it is their duty to reform or replace the government.
Yes, absolutely. You know, just in closing, did you guys hear about Virginia counties where in one county they took, Prince William County, they took $50 million of taxpayer money and they bought positions in mortgages and they're basically giving the houses at half off. And then paying the city employees and county employees to move into people's repossessed houses.
Good Lord.
I mean, it's really becoming insane. I mean,
pattern of usurpation, Alex, the pattern of usurpation is what is leading to all this stuff. They've created a pattern. We're not resisting it on all levels, executive, legislative, and judicial. We're doing it in the states. Our own state Supreme Courts are usurping, like in the Claremont decision in New Hampshire. This is pure usurpation. I just found a wonderful quote from an old New York newspaper where it expressly says that they're beginning to think that the state should take over public education, where Claremont said we always had it. So we're talking about usurpation as a pattern now, and they've all followed, they're following a model. They got the feds as a model.
The judiciary, in the last 10 years, twice, has patently violated the Constitution. And we need a legislature that will stand up and hold the judiciary accountable and remove them when they violate the Constitution. And they can't be left to interpret the Constitution, because who holds them accountable when they violate it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, men, I want to thank both of you for joining us today. And God willing, this will pass tomorrow. But God helps those that helps themselves. So the Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. Or as Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God, but also row away from the rocks. Everybody needs to call the New Hampshire legislature, the House, right now, especially the Democrats and the Republicans. Any names you want to list that people really need to hammer?
No, I couldn't list a name. Look, there's 400 members of this House. You know, I'd be hard-pressed to do that. They certainly could call Speaker Norelli, though. That's a name that everybody remembers.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon. Godspeed.
Okay. Very much.
God bless you.
All right. Great to hear from those gentlemen. I'm looking at the stock market now. In fact, I'm refreshing it because it's coming up to its close here in about 15 minutes. It is down to 6,763. The Dow is at 6,763, down 41 points after 300 points down yesterday, or 999 if you want to be technical. But it's down right now 41.09. And, you know, the bankers may pump it back up later, but they're just going to drop it. I mean, if you watch the graph, it's going down. It spikes back up, but it's only on its way down, like bouncing down a cliff. And they have engineered this, and they are stealing all the real wealth and real investments. They have destroyed confidence by design to do this. Just outrageous. Now I guess it's up to half of people's savings through the stock market and through different 401ks and mutual funds has been taken. That's on average half the wealth. Some people have lost more. Some have lost less. Some portfolios I've seen have lost upwards of 80%. Some people have lost it all with companies that went under. And all that real wealth was transferred out the back door before the bankers implode. Excuse me. These institutions. So, very, very serious there. Here's a Washington Times headline. Go through a few of these. Obama's state secrets echo Bush. Last year, Britain's foreign office arranged and angered the British High Court by ordering it to censor seven paragraphs from a previous ruling in the case of a British legal resident who had been rendered, who had been kidnapped and tortured by the CIA in Afghanistan. And then it just goes into how Obama has now done the same thing, protecting Bush on that front. Don't have time to play this, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nimmo did a story on it. Glenn Beck mentions FEMA camps on Fox and Friends. And it goes on here where if you watch what Beck says, he mentions these things, but then acts like, well, maybe it's kind of needed. Oh, it's scary, but the bubbas are dangerous. What are we going to do? So open announcements of FEMA camps on the news. Gerald Celente, we're going to get back on in the next few weeks, top trends forecaster. He's also in the Obama deception, I should add, along with George Humphrey, Webster Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, KRS-One, and others. Celente, U.S. has entered the greatest depression. Trends research analyst Gerald Celente, who has risen to prominence on the back of his deadly accurate economic predictions, says that the collapse of financial markets heralds the start of the greatest depression. In his latest trend alert bulletin, Celente attacks mainstream pundits who falsely predicted the market bottom and the start of the recovery, noting that conventional analysts have been proven wrong over and over again. Yeah, they're about 80% wrong on average because they're lying. There will be no turnaround in the second quarter of 2009 or 2010 or 2011. The global financial system, built on endless supplies of cheap money, rampant speculation, fraud, greed, and delusion, is terminally ill and will not be coaxed into remission by stimulus packages nor restored to health by government buyouts and bailouts, writes Celente. And then he went through that there's going to be real panic setting in the next 6 months to a year, and it goes on and on. The most positive prediction that Celente makes is the Dow will not reach zero, a tongue-in-cheek reaction to yesterday's record plunge, which saw the Dow roll back to 1997 levels of below 7,000. Celente warns that the first signs of real panic are starting to set in. Unrest will cause governments to take draconian measures to prevent total economic collapse and public panic, which is what they want. Expect massive bank failures, runs on banks, bank holidays, writes Celente. Even if deposits are FDIC insured, quick access to money is by no means assured. At minimum, have reserves on hand for emergencies, he forecast. Celente cites gold as one of the few investments that will continue to rise in value, eventually reaching 2,000 an ounce and beyond, he predicts. Folks, we saw gold in the last couple months go from $780-something an ounce to 1,000 plus. Then it went back down to 930 or so. That is a massive buying opportunity. Whether gold goes up or down, it's got real intrinsic value. They're killing the dollar. They're devaluing everything. And I haven't had Ted on in about a week. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up right now because Ted has been able to buy in when the market dipped. I mean, it hadn't dipped back to its lows a month ago, but it dipped a little bit. It's still, you know, right up there at record highs. And he has some insane deals for you, but everybody who's been accurate in the past is saying, get into gold, get into silver. People that we told to get into gold when it was $265, $270 an ounce. We told people when it was $500, $600, $800. We're telling you now, get in. Ted, briefly, tell folks about the gold and silver offer today.
Yeah, I sure will. Alex, I can tell you right now, in my 30 years of experience, it tells me that I need to be a buyer right now. I need to get into the marketplace at the prices that there are right now. I may see a couple little lower prices. I don't know where it's going to go exactly, but if I'm going to be on the right side of the market, I have to be moving in when other people are moving out.
Well, we know they admittedly are in the COMEX trying to drive it down with paper gold, and that's even threatening more of a default. They can't hold the beach ball down forever.
No,
look how it just surged.
It's trying to, what they're trying to do is they're trying to put a floor on the losses of a fiat currency. currency. And you got to realize they got to beat up the real valuable things in order, really hard, in order to support this fiat currency that they have out there. And it isn't going to work. It just give it a little bit of time, and we're going to have a bunch more bad news. And that gold and silver is going to come up like you said, a beach ball being held underwater. You can't do it for very long, and it comes back with a vengeance when it does.
Regardless, look at a year graph. Google a year gold graph, and gold's going straight up, folks. Look at the five-year graph. Look at the six-year graph. It's going straight up. Look at the stock market. It's going straight down. Don't look at week-to-week, month-to-month even, at the stock market. Look at it in a year graph, a two-year graph, a three-year graph. Look at what it's doing, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down. Gold and silver is going up, and it's one of the only commodities that's going up, with oil, you know, down at $35, $40 a barrel, has been low as $33. Folks need to move into gold and silver right now, don't they, Ted?
They sure do. I mean, there was such a bloodbath yesterday, Alex. I mean, the market is just having the jitters, and it's just beginning. That thing is going to come down more. We all know that.
People running into treasury bonds, which are total crud when they don't even get a return on them. I mean, look at gold and silver, folks. Look at how it's performing.
Yeah, gold has been doing way better than cash. Way better. You can't even hardly compare the two. Gold has been, I mean, it's up 300%, and the value of the currency isn't even, you know, coming close to that kind of a return.
Yeah, I got a few final stories I want to hit, but I want you to stay there when briefly when we come back, give folks the gold and silver offer today. You've got an amazing deal for folks that we hope they take advantage of after this quick break. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, and don't forget, coming up 9 to midnight tonight, Jason Burmes. Be sure and join him.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Vaccine report I'm going to hit right at the end of the show, and then I get into government bureaucrats basically being given houses at half price that have been repossessed from people, That's coming up at the start of the retransmission at InfoWars.com. And again, Jason Berman's tonight, 9 to midnight Central Time. That's 10 to 1 a.m., 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 10 Pacific, 8 to 11 Mountain. Jason Berman's, the show's called Jason Berman's the Info Warrior, and that is like a superhero. That is, even does a show, a little cape on, and a Batman outfit. I'm joking, having some fun, folks. I'm up here working a lot at night, so sometimes I'll be popping in on the show as well. Ted, give folks today's gold and silver offer.
Yeah, right today we have the franc at 220. Now, Alex, you got to remember the franc was at 242 just on February 18th. I also have the British sovereign right now is 275. That same coin that on the 18th was 295.80. To give you a little bit of an example of what we have right now and the prices, the nice part about it, in stock, ready to go. What I also have is I have about 35 bags of Franklin halves, and I suggest that if anybody's going to be getting involved in the silver, take advantage of this offer. Because they're here, they're in stock. So many dealers are so short in supply that they're going to try to put off the order and delivery. I do have these right here stored in.
And for those that don't know, most people are sold out. They're putting huge premiums on it, not discounts like Ted is doing right now. Those silver halves are gorgeous coins. That's the most of the silver that I've bought has been that coin.
Well, anyways, right now, they're currently right now at $173.80 per roll of 20. You can pick up bags of them if you want to, because I really did.
What does that boil down to per coin?
It comes right down to $8.69 per coin.
So that's a great deal. You're not going to find a better one out there. I challenge you to 800-686-2237, or you can see the number on screen, 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight tonight on that deal. And again, ladies and gentlemen, with everything happening in the markets, the economy, the uncertainty, the safe haven is precious metals, gold and silver, 800-686-2237. Not only is it a great price, not only is it in stock, when I'd say 90-plus percent out there aren't, it's also a guy that owns the Genesis Network and finances everything we're doing here. So it's a win-win, 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 win-win-win, 800-686-2237. Anything else, Ted?
No, I just want to say, I mean, right now, just watch the markets because there's so much going on. I mean, this AIG thing is just scratching the surface. I mean, Barack Obama wants to go in and buy up private companies. You just simply cannot.
They're talking about bank runs on mainstream media. It is only going to get worse. Clearly, folks, do not wait. Get involved in metals now. 800-686-2237.
Yeah, like I said, you can't solve a debt problem, and that's what we have right now. We got way too much debt by going further into debt, and that's what the administration.
I don't know how anybody could trust the system to leave most of their money in the banks. Hedge your bets, folks. Get into gold and silver, the best investment out there, bar none. 800-686-2237. Ted, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. 800-686-2237. Okay, this story. I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. We're working on getting some guests on. Yeah, it was a major university study at Purdue University School of Veterinary Medicine, conducted several studies, one to determine if vaccines can cause changes in immune system of dogs that might lead to life-threatening immune-mediated diseases. They conducted this research because concern already existed. It was sponsored by the Haywood Foundation, which itself was looking for evidence that such changes in human immune systems might also be vaccine-related. And it just goes on here to talk about the amount of dogs and cats that get cancers in the area where they were injected. They've already proven the implantable microchips were doing this. And, this study's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be getting some guests on about this and getting into more detail from this here on the show. So look for that, because you know, they won't do a lot of studies with vaccines in humans. We know it's bad and killing people. I mean, that's been admitted. But with animals, they have a group where they can really test it out and watch it, because their lifespans aren't as long, so it's more detailed. Retransmission starts right now. We'll be back in 70 seconds at InfoWars.com on the screens and the free podcast. Be sure to download that. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3. And Burmese comes up tonight, 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.